there was always a need for the history of our struggle and also our political transition. You had journalists, but you also had the photojournalists. You had journalists who aligned themselves with the struggle. Peter Magubane was one of us. He was there during the hard times, conditions of struggle in Soweto. Whenever there was brutality, he made sure that that's captured in pictures. And as a result, we are able to write our history using those pictures. He had been there from the 70s and continued until the new democratic dispensation, capturing the entire transition, the massacres in 76, the massacres in Buibatong around 1992-1993. So he has made a valuable contribution in the same way that those of us who write capture history in text, but Peter captured it in pictures. And most importantly, you could say his work represents an eyewitness account of South Africa's political history.
In a word, how is he being remembered there?
Well, my sense is that he has already been remembered because we do have orders or major awards that are given by the state. And he's also a recipient of one of those orders. But I also think that his funeral will also be what you call a state funeral. A state funeral is where the state and the president decide that this person is so important that we would make it a state funeral where he is going to be treated like a minister or somebody who has served as a minister. Peter Magubane played that major role as a truth teller and as a person who chronicled our history. And I think the outpouring of messages from almost every newspaper is more of a reflection of the role that he has played. I do expect that even the journalistic fraternity will be writing a lot of stories and capturing how he has actually contributed to photojournalism as a craft, but also photojournalism as a history or storyteller.
During his work, what part of South Africa was he based?
Well, he was based largely in Johannesburg. He worked for newspapers like The World, The Star, and Soweto. And he ended up also working as a consultant, where he began to document. And there are a number of books that he has put together, where he has put the pictures that he taken as a form of storytelling, providing a chronological order of events. That's why I say his work presents more of an eyewitness account of our history.
Professor, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you always, and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.